There's a new team on the rise in the Willamette Valley, and no, it's not the Oregon Ducks. The Willamette Valley Jaguars are your local professional basketball team, competing throughout the Pacific Northwest, representing the Willamette Valley region in the Basketball League, or TBL. The Jaguars are composed of players from across the country who grind every single day to live out their dreams of playing professionally. Every Tuesday at 6 o'clock, we take you behind the scenes on the latest updates on all things Jaguars and get a firsthand account of what it takes to make it in the Basketball League. This is Jaguars Beyond the Baseline. Hi, everybody. Welcome in to this week's edition of Jags Beyond the Baseline. I'm your host, Isaac Doobie. I'm here at the Gate Community Youth Center with Michaela Anderson, the program director. Michaela, thank you for joining us. Thanks for being here. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Let's start with this. I want to highlight you, what you do with the Gate Community Youth Center, but I want to bring in our audience of how the partnership with the Jaguars came about, what you guys do with the Willamette Valley Youth League and that initiative, how you guys support that, how that's gone so far this year. First of all, how did your partnership with the Willamette Valley Youth League and the Jaguars come about?
It came about with one of our community volunteers that we have here at the Gate. His name is Tavion Johnson. He just came up to our door one day and asked if he wanted to volunteer, and we were like, sure. So he filled out an application, we onboarded him, and he did apply during our summer program. And so we had a whole bunch of clubs going on, different variety for each student, and one of those clubs was our basketball club. And he fit right in. We threw him in there, and it was amazing. I had no idea that he played for the Willamette Jaguars at the time until a little bit afterwards, and he told me. But that's kind of how we found out about the Willamette Jaguars, and then the team and all their community and all their people was just through Tavion just coming here and being a positive influence for these students and for a lot of these boys in the club too as well. And so it was nice to have him on board and just to get to know him a little bit better too as well.
Who came to you asking about the youth league and to let you know that they were looking at a place to hold it? And
yeah,
then
of course.
You guys eventually stepped up as the host of it here in Independence.
Yeah, so Tavion and Coach Mary sent me an email. They came here and did a little tour of the Gate, and Coach Mary had this idea just to start up this league and wanted to use our gym. She just kept emphasizing how we had such a beautiful gym to come in here and just to support these students when it comes to basketball and just aspiring to do those things. And so, Coach Mary and Tavion just kind of came up to me and started talking about it.
How many students are involved in the league and how has it gone so far? Because the season's run for about a month, right? Or about 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's been going really well. I've been just seeing videos and pictures and just talking with Tavion about it has been really nice too. And some of the students who from the Gator who are participating in it as well. Last time I checked, there were 4 to 5 teams. I'm not sure how many are still competing or how many leagues there are, but I know there was quite a handful of them, and I know quite a handful of them are from the Gate too as well. So it's been looking like it's been going really well.
Tell me a little bit about your role as program director and what you oversee here at the Gate and how you have been involved in the youth league or just other programs here at the Gate.
Yeah, so I haven't been program director for too long. I would say I've been for program director for about almost a year now, but to some of the programs and things I run here, pretty much anything program related, so anytime the students are here, here at the Gate, I'm in charge of making sure they have clubs and activities, making sure the food is getting out, making sure the staff are doing their jobs. I plan events like Halloween or Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever it is for these students just to have some fun. I oversee all the students and the staff just to make sure everybody's doing their job and everybody's having fun and being safe at the same time as well.
That's a perfect segue into what I think a lot of people might be curious at this point into the podcast, which is like, what is the Gate? What do you guys do? What is your guys' mission?
From what I've looked at online, from what I've heard, you guys are centered around supporting youth and independence in Monmouth, feeding them, giving them opportunities to learn, provide mentorship, mm-hmm. A place to hang out, have fun. You guys have, you know, musical instruments, mm-hmm. board games, obviously a full-size basketball court, pool tables, all kinds of things for kids to hang out, relax, have fun. How did the gate originate? What were its, you weren't around when it started, or you weren't involved when it started, but from what you've heard, what were the origins of it? Who came up with it? How did it start?
Yeah, so the gate started back in 2005. So 2005, there were these group of people who decided that they wanted to have a place for the youth to come after school to hang out and get homework help and to be mentored and just a safe place for them to be at. And so it started off in the church right next to us at First Baptist. They had the gate once a week, every Thursday, and they would call it the gate. The students would come from the schools and go over to the church and play football and basketball and do crafts and eat food and snacks and do all those things until there was this one person called, his name is Chris Robinson. He had this idea to make it a whole facility, to make it a whole building instead of just having it once a week at the church. And so him and a team of other people like Ben Bobita, who was our executive director here, Don and Joyce Wall were a big part of that. And just a whole collective of like a whole bunch of people who had just decided like we want this for our community, we want these for our youth, and they just had a vision and they went with it. And so they fundraised money for a long time, and then in 2019, 2020, the building was built and they opened for all the students to come in and just to hang out.
How much is there outside of the gate for like kids to do in Independence in a rural town like this? I haven't spent that much time in Independence, but it feels like this is a place that really like needs something like this. Is there like much else to do outside of the gate?
I would say probably not. This is a small town. We have Independence in Monmouth, and Monmouth is mainly the college town. So I would say here in Independence, the gate has definitely been a source of just a place for students to come and hang out. We have a skate park, so they can go to the skate park if you like skating, and they like to hang around McDonald's or Dollar Tree or, you know, stuff like that. But I think for the most part, if they're not already in an after-school program at the school, the gate is probably the main place where most of the students, I would say, come and hang out.
Which would you say are your most popular programs? Because there's a lot you guys offer, obviously. With mentorship, with Bible study, with basketball. Which would you say are your guys' most popular programs?
I would say our most popular programs, at least during our programming from after school from 3 to 6, I would say it would just have to be the after school program. Mm-hmm. We do have clubs during the after school program. We have activities for them to participate in. I think one activity that they love doing are called tournaments. We do these things where we have a little friendly competition, whether that's basketball or volleyball or a pool tournament or any video game tournament, a foosball tournament, ping pong tournament. Those really bring the students in because they get a gift card at the end of the, if they win, they get a $5 gift card to pretty much any place around here in the area. And so I would say that's one of our big activities that they love to participate in. But we do have a lot of students who participate in our clubs too as well here after school because we offer clubs for them. So whether that's rock climbing or we partner with this place called Acres of Hope. It's a horse therapy place too. We do 3D printing and automotive. They can work with cars. We just have a lot of things that these students like to enjoy. And so I think having all those opportunities for them to participate in those activities really draws them in during our after school program.
A couple terms that I see on the website a lot from the staff in quotes and a few words that are used a lot on the website is you guys pride yourselves on helping students feel seen. Mm-hmm. How do you guys do that? How do you say the gate makes students feel seen in this space?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would definitely say one way that we make the students feel seen is just showing up mm-hmm. and just being there for these students. Like I kind of said with Tavion, a lot of these students don't have good positive influence in their lives. Most of them do come here for a meal or for a snack or just to be in a safe place and stuff like that. But I would say the staff really do take pride in just showing up for these students and being a good role model for them. I would just say showing up was probably the big part that we want for these students, is just knowing that they'll be, that when they come here, they see us and they know that we'll listen, that we'll hear them, that we'll talk with them, regardless of whatever it is that we're here to just be with them and talk with them.
You guys have plans for expansion very soon.
Yes, we do.
You guys are planning on renovating the building quite a bit, expanding in size of the facility. What do you guys think and what are you guys planning on having the new facility offer that, you know, this smaller space really can't? It sounds like it's more of a, like, you guys just need more space because you guys have so many students mm-hmm. coming after school.
Yeah. No, we are having at least 120 to 150 students a day. And so we just have this little, we have a game room with all of our crafts and music supplies in and our computers and everything in. And then we have our gym where our food goes, but also the basketball goes there and the volleyball goes there and there's spills and it gets messy. And so, yeah, for the expansion, we're looking for having our own cafe style type cafeteria where it's just, that room is just designated for food and for drinks and all those things. And then we're going to expand out into and have our own offices for our directors and admin, and have another game room too as well. So we'll have one game room, a cafe style type cafeteria, and then our gym will just be our gym. There will be no food or drinks in there. It'll just be the gym so the kids can play freely in there without worrying about hitting their friends with the basketball or volleyball or anything. And then we plan on expanding up with classrooms. So we're gonna have some classrooms upstairs. Hopefully we can put our youth group in there and have maybe a high school only room for our high schoolers, just to give them a little bit more privacy from the sixth graders and the seventh graders, because they can get a little crazy. So like a high school only room, and just have some classrooms up there for our tutoring and our mentoring opportunities that we have here too as well. Just have things a little bit more private. We are using First Baptist Church right across from us. We are very grateful and thankful that they're letting us use their building, but it would be nice to have everything at home and everything on base for us. And so we plan on expanding up with those classrooms as well too.
I want to shift to talking about you a little bit mm-hmm. and how you ended up here in Independence. You grew up in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Why did you end up moving to Independence?
So I was born and raised in Dallas, Texas, and it's crazy that I'm here in Independence, Oregon right now. I'm still thinking about it all the time, but I did a school for YWAM. It's called Youth with a Mission. It's a mission organization that helps develop missionaries, and you can do Bible schools and Bible classes, and it's just a great place to go if you're looking into being a missionary or learning more about what it looks like to evangelize to other people around the country or whatever it is that you're interested in when it comes to that. So I did that all my life, and so eventually when I was 21, I went to YWAM in Montana. And I did a Bible school there for about 6 months. And while I was there, I did meet a guy, and we started dating. And he lived in Oregon and I lived in Texas. And mm-hmm. so we did long distance for about 10 months, and then realized we want to get married. We want to start a life together. And so I decided that I would move to Oregon to do that. And when I moved here and got married, I got a job at the gate just as a recreation leader and as their kitchen manager. I was working in the kitchen and started doing that, and then eventually I worked my way up to become program director. And so that's kind of how I got led here to Independence. Was, I would say it's a boy, but I think God really worked it out to where he kind of guided me here mm-hmm. to do that.
was the guy you met, was he from Independence?
He's from Dallas, Oregon, so about 20 minutes from here.
Okay, yeah. And you ended up finding the gate, and mm-hmm. was that because you were looking for a place that, you know, it prioritized religion, it was trying to make an impact on the community? Is that a big reason why you really wanted to work here?
Yes, I did. Once my husband told me about it and was talking about how there's this place called the Gate in Independence, he had a friend whose daughter worked here, and his friend told him about it, and he decided to come back to me and tell me, yeah, it's a place where you can hang out with 6th through 12th graders all day and play basketball and volleyball. And I was like, okay, that sounds fun. But I was wanting to do that for a job. Uh-huh. I mean, and all my experience just with my mission work, I've worked with youth just across the country, is just hanging out with them, building relationship and playing games and doing activities. And, you know, I was teaching them, we were teachers for them as well. And so it felt like it was like a perfect fit, especially since I was moving here, and I was like, I'll take the job. And so, yeah, they interviewed me when I was in Texas. And so when I got here and I moved here, I started work right away, and I just fell in love.
You kind of already mentioned this. I don't want to phrase this question in a offensive way, but I'm curious, like, how has religion sort of guided you in this journey, both to the gate, both in your life? Made an impact on you, and how do you see that playing an impact also on and sharing that with some of the students here at the Gate?
Yeah, I would definitely say my faith has been something that I've held on to throughout my whole life, whether I was struggling or really happy or really joyful or not. I would say just knowing that Jesus has been there for me this entire time, and just the gift that he's giving me. I've really just enjoyed just being with Jesus and having time with him and walking with him throughout my whole life. I did grow up in the church, and I grew up loving mission work and loving other people and just showing them God's love. And so when I found out about the Gate and then the ministry that it has here, it was just another opportunity just to show God's love to these students and show God's love to these kids, regardless of who they are or where they come from or what they've done. It really doesn't matter, because Jesus loves us all the same. And so I would say throughout my life, it's been changing ever since, you know, of course, ever since you're younger and then you grow older, your life changes, and it's always this and that, and there's a lot going on, or maybe there's not a lot going on, but still, one thing that stays consistent, one thing that doesn't change, is God's love and God's character. And so that's kind of grounded me a lot, is just the fact that Jesus doesn't change. I may change, my life changes, but he doesn't. And that just kind of keeps me grounded, keeps things consistent with me. So,
is there anything else you want to highlight about the Gate, about your personal story, about your guys' future plans, or your partnership with the Jaguars? Is there anything else you feel like I missed that you want to spotlight?
Yeah, no, I definitely think with this expansion, I do hope and pray that with this expansion, we do gain more students and we gain more kids. We're still fundraising for that. We're about $200,000 away from reaching our goal. So we're almost there. We're hopefully gonna start in June. But I think just with this expansion, it's like the main thing on the Gate's heart right now is just the expansion and just trying to build a bigger space for these students to come in and to interact with positive influences and just to have a safe place to be at. And really emphasizing our tutoring program and our mentoring program, where we have students who just come in and get help with their classwork and their homework, and having one-to-one connection with certain staff members or community members with their life and with their relationships. And I would just say that we are really excited for the expansion and just what that entails and what that's going to look like. I'm excited to see what that is. So,
when is that expected to be finished? You might have already said this, and I missed it.
It's going to start in June, and it'll take about a year.
Okay.
They say 9 months, but it'll probably be a year.
Are you going to be operating during that time during
that
year?
Okay. We still want to operate. We still want to be open. We don't want to shut down completely. So we might just have the gym open and while other things are being done, and then have the game room open while the you know, other stuff gets done. But we still plan on operating and being in service while the while that's happening. Programming and things will look different, especially in the summer. Our summer program will look different, but for the most part, we'll still be open for all the students to come and hang out.
If people want to find out more about the GATE, if they want to donate to your fundraiser for the expansion, where can they go? Where can they find out more info about you guys, or follow you guys on online?
Yeah, we do have a website. It's thegatecommunityyouthcenter.org. You can go on there. There are tabs there for donations for the GATE expansion. There's tabs on there if you want to sign your student up. There's tabs on there for just to, if you're trying to learn more about us, there's stuff on there. Some of our staff was on there too as well. We also have an Instagram page, the GATE Community Youth Center, at, you know, on Instagram. You can look us up there as well. So yeah, maybe you can find some more pictures and videos there if you want to get a little bit more of an insight of what's going on here. So yeah, our website and our Instagram are good things to go to.
Great to talk to you, Michaela.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you and what you guys are doing for the community here. It's really amazing.
Yeah.
I'm glad I got to talk to you about it. This has been Jags Beyond the Baseline. I'm Isaac Doobie with Michaela Anderson signing off. See you in the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's edition of Jaguars Beyond the Baseline. If you want to find out more about the Jaguars, you can go to their website at wvjags.com or follow them on Instagram at wvjags.